got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, the last few weeks, me and my fiancé, Akshay, have been going around looking at wedding rings.
Yeah, well, I guess since he's proposed and you started planning the wedding, which is early next year, it's a lot of things you got to get sorted.
Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson, I've done a lot of wedding planning.
Don't just play on like that. Wasn't the weirdest thing to ever say?
I've locked in a venue. I've locked in videographer, photographer. I've locked in a marriage celebrant.
Huge.
These are
important.
Tick, tick, tick. All the important stuff. And I was like, okay, now we can do some of the fun stuff.
With planning a wedding, is it more or less than what you expected from, like, obviously growing up, you kind of go like, oh, planning my wedding. Or is it kind of exactly what you thought it was going
to
be?
Well, every time I book something, I go, oh, great, that's ticked off a list. And then I remember something else I have to plan. So that
the list
keeps getting bigger.
Yeah, you're getting the classic marriage experience. Yeah. Welcome to it all, mate.
And Akshay's not, like, big on, you know, picking a lot of stuff. He's stayed out of it. He's like, whatever you want, I'm happy.
Yeah, green plates, sure.
Yeah, I really don't care. Except when it comes to, like, really, you know, specific things. The rings, he really wanted to be a part of. I was like, yep, great. This is going to be on your finger, hopefully forever. So let's pick you.
Smart.
Let's pick you something really nice. So we picked out a nice ring for him. We started looking at rings that kind of complement my engagement ring.
Has he been calling it a wedding ring or a wedding band? Because that's like the big, that's the flex. It's not a ring, it's a band.
Band is love.
A band is more than a ring.
Oh, okay. No,
anyone can wear a ring.
We've just been calling it rings.
We've been calling them metal circles.
We've been going around looking for the cheapest one. If we save money on his ring, we can spend more money on mine,
right,
which is
where
we're at right now. Okay. Looking for, we've already purchased his wedding ring, and now we're looking for my one. And I said, right, so I've picked one that I think will look nice.
And because of your engagement ring, you have to get something.
I might have to get one custom made because of classic Jessica.
Everything's
fashion.
Coming up, Jess.
I've picked a very unique shape.
Now, custom made. Well known to be cheaper than standard
rings. Oh, so much cheaper. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Great. That's why everyone does it.
Yeah.
So I found one that isn't a custom made.
Okay.
But I said to Akshay as we were looking at it, he was like, oh, do you like the look of it? I said, yeah, I think this is the one I want to go with. I just don't know what my third ring would be then once, you know, because this one's quite elaborate. So I can't just keep stacking. I'm going to run out of finger.
So you've got the bread, which is the engagement ring. Now you've got the inside of the sandwich. You've got the meat there. And then, you've got the last piece of bread for the 1 year after you've been married.
Well, he turned to me and said, what do you mean?
Said, this is so, I love, because I've had this.
Right?
I had this a couple of years ago. And you go, well, hang on, whoa.
He's third one. I already bought you the engagement ring.
Yeah.
Now I'm buying you a wedding band. Sure, we both have to have a wedding band.
Yes.
What is this magical third ring that you speak of? I said,
what's it called? Is it the eternity ring?
They call it the eternity ring.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to give it after like a significant milestone, like a 25 year or 50 year after a first baby,
right,
that sort of thing. It's supposed to be like, oh, you know, we were already married, but this is a significant
thing. We've really
thing.
Capped it off.
And here we go. Here's one last final ring.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not getting you another ring. This is, pick a ring that looks good with the one I've already bought you because you're getting two rings. That's
I remember when my wife was explaining it to me at the time, and she's like, I understand that it seems very one-sided, but this is just kind of how it is. Now, I don't think I've got my wife in it.
You haven't bought it. See, now would be the time to get it. She's just given you your first child.
Well, I got her a microwave, so can't return the microwave, Jess, so maybe after the next big milestone.
Next kid?
Yeah, maybe. So I think, if it's what you're into, I don't think that it is a bit of a, it takes a bit of time to come around to it, I guess. Because if it's not something as a male or as the non-ring-wearing partner you've thought of, it is like a 3-1.
Thinks that I'm making these things up, like they're not real things.
Nah, send him my way. That's just the tip of the iceberg of things that he's going to find out in the lead up to planning your wedding. It's just, I've got a spreadsheet ready to go.
Yeah, honestly, wait till he sees half the list. I haven't even shown him yet.
Oh, mate, when you get to the colour of your menus, call me.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
A massive night for Cats fans this Saturday night, Jess, at GMHBA Stadium, taking on the Doggies. It is the Cats AFLW team.
Our chance at redemption, Tim.
Yes. And joining us is the captain. She's an absolute superstar. We've spoken to her once in the past. Meg McDonald, thank you very much for coming on. I know it must be a very busy week for you, but I'm sure you and your teammates are looking forward to Saturday night.
Yeah, gosh, I mean, the excitement's really palpable now. We had an open training session last night, and I think the energy was one of real excitement. I sort of felt it in how we were training. Everyone's feeling positive. But it's good to sort of process some of those nerves early in the week and then just get ourselves set ahead of Saturday.
I tell you what, I live right near Kay Park, and when I was walking home after the show finished last night while the open training session was on, I thought there was a game because of the noise that was coming from the stadium. It must be nice to feel that support before you've even kicked a ball for the start of this season.
Yeah, we had the tunes pumping. It was great. It was great. Certainly, no, I think the support's been, like we feel it every time we're at K Park. I haven't referred to it as K Park in a while, but every time I'm there for a men's game or, you know, on the streets of Geelong, you certainly have people come up to you and express their support. And I have had a number in the past few weeks say they'll see us there on Saturday night. So I think it's a fantastic, 5:05 is a fantastic time slot for us. It's looking to be a really beautiful day. I know local footy finals are on around town, but after that, get on down to GMHBA because the atmosphere will be great, and I'm confident the footy will be good too.
Meg, there wasn't a lot of time between the last two seasons, but you've had quite a bit of time off this year. What's the off season been like? Have you guys been all catching up? How do you get prepared for a season like this?
Yeah, I think the two seasons in a year last year really helped accelerate our development, particularly because, we had a bunch of new people across our footy program. But then it was good to have the first significant break in, quite a few years. So I think people got away. There was some travel that was done. But then, we're pretty excited about where we were headed. So I think a lot of the team got back to work pretty quickly. But then you've got the freedom to sort of choose your own adventure training-wise and go back to whatever fundamentals you want to develop and, really accelerate to hit what was an extended pre-season already in some good nick. So that was true, and I think everyone's feeling refreshed and just can't wait to get the games underway now.
Absolutely. Can we talk about the, I want to say, evolution of your face on everything?
Oh, my goodness.
You have been on so much merch
lately. The evolution of my face or the evolution of...
Honestly, we picked up the Cats Monopoly board game and...
Oh, goodness me.
How far out did they tell... Did they even warn you that your face was going to be on this thing? Because you got a pretty amazing slot on the board game.
I did. I can't remember how far in advance I found that out, but I tell you what, it's a great novelty, but it ended up costing me with the amount of family members that wanted one for Christmas. I was like, I've still got to pay for these.
Because if people haven't seen the board, so you, not only are you on the front with some other Cats men's and women's player, mm-hmm. but you are Park Lane.
That's as good as it gets.
Mayfair's the only one better. I know. Real estate is not my strong suit. Monopoly hasn't previously been a favourite game of mine until Deal came out. So I've had to sort of reacquaint myself. So, but I know that those are the good ones, that's for sure.
Because we're speaking to yourself today, we're speaking to Georgie Prasparkas tomorrow. We're also speaking to Nita Morris later in the week. You have a better spot on the board than both of them. Has that come up in the change room, like the positions on the Monopoly board or the people that didn't make it at all? Or you just, as the captain, you thought maybe I should be the mature one about this and not bring up that I'm Park Lane?
Look, I haven't discussed the Monopoly game at length, but I think with all things, the thing that often gets discussed in the team is that for some reason I get the really cushy hotel room. And I just tell, with all these things, I just tell the girls that, their time will come. They're very promising young footy players and leaders, but you can't be having these things from 19 years old for 15 years straight. So,
one day you two can be Park Lane. Who's
one
old
day
Kent
you
Road?
Two can be Park Lane.
Old Kent Road on the board that I can see here. I believe where
Tim's
are
a
we
big
around?
Monopoly fan.
We've
Meg.
Got Kate Darby. So,
okay. That's rough.
If you can chat to Kate. Now, Meg, speaking of your face, there's been an incredible mural done in town near Market Square, just at the ramp there, which your face is on that as well. From what I can understand, your face is a great marketing tool. We've started putting it on our water bottles here at K-Rock because we know that it's going to get us places. But that must have been, like, genuinely, if we could have a real moment, that must be really special to be involved in
that. And a little
surreal.
Yeah, it is. I sort of dissociate from it. I think it's funny to you're facing a mural. Yeah, it's look, I mean, I think it's just a sign of the growth of women's footy, and obviously it's been a fantastic time for women's football of all codes in the country at the moment, and I'm proud that the clubs got on board and tried to, you know, do its bit to, you know, continue that momentum and make sure it translates across to our code. So when I went to look at it for the first time, I walked down Little Mallop and then didn't realise that I'd already walked in front of it. So I look at it and I appreciate the work they've done in probably got a few more wrinkles in real life, so I think it just worked out really well. But I think, yeah, as to what, you know, how effective it is as a marketing tool. We'll see how many people come and show their support.
Meg, do you think that the success of the Matildas is going to have an effect on the AFLW series? Like, do you think a lot more people, you know, after watching the Tillies make their way through and, you know, kind of getting into soccer, do you think that's going to translate into football now? Do you think we're going to see more fans of the women's side of things?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I think, you know, more is more with women's sport generally. I think that no matter what discipline it is, what sport it is, I think people are understanding that, you know, the value in it and what a fantastic vibe it is, what fantastic athletes there are. So the thing that I think we as athletes really enjoyed watching the Matildas was that, you know, we can remember going and watching those girls in front of smaller crowds and, you know, at local tournaments themselves, and now they're playing in front of 80,000 people on the world stage. So I think the focus on the future is fantastic, and Matildas said that themselves, but it's also inspiring, you know, the current generation and crowds to turn up for women's sport. So, I assume and think it's only a good thing, and, you know, might not get 80,000 to fit into DHBA, but a few would be nice.
Well, I'm sure the focus is going to be very clear on Saturday night. Geelong taking on the Bulldogs at GMHBA Stadium. You can get your tickets to the Round 1 match at ticketmaster.com.au/AFLW. But we do also have a double pass right now for the first person to call up, 52232955. Meg McDonald, captain of the Cats team. Thank you so much for joining us. We love having you on the show.
No, it's been awesome. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Jess. I'll see you there.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Last week, I discovered there was a fan fiction erotic novel written about Daniel Ricciardo.
Yep, Formula One Australian race car driver.
Our very own.
I've got it in my hands here. It's written by, what's the name? When an author doesn't want to use their...
pseudonym.
A pseudonym. Anita Driver.
Sure.
Overtake My Heart, Thick Rick, Race for Love. It says makes a great gift for mum on it.
Yeah.
And it's book 1 of 69, which I don't think is true. I just think it's raunchy.
Well, she got my cash, Tim. And we've been reading little excerpts from it. Yesterday, we learned about...
book, only 42 pages.
Yeah, we learned about Daniel Ricciardo's thick neck yesterday as the main character, Emily, lusts after this man.
Is there any... because I'm not reading these ahead of time.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to censor myself?
I don't believe you have to. This is...
I don't like how you don't know.
This is a very innocent meeting between Emily... and okay. I guess the soon-to-be love of her life, Daniel Ricciardo.
All right, so I'm going to blind read this. Again, yep. This is from Overtake My Heart, the erotic fan fiction adventure series.
I think the thing I want everyone to listen out for is the moment when we realise the author definitely isn't Australian.
Okay, here we go. As their conversation came to a close, Emily knew she had made an impression. She had taken a chance, made her move, and it had paid off. The race, it seemed, was just getting started. Then Emily felt an unexpected pang of disappointment. She'd been captivated by their shared passion, their easy banter, and most of all, the genuine and charming man Daniel turned out to be. However, she knew this moment couldn't last forever. Just as she was about to suggest they should probably part ways, Daniel beat her to it, his eyes sparkling with a mix of anticipation and excitement. Emily, our conversation has been the highlight of my day.
And it's not every day I meet someone who loves racing as much as I do and can keep up with my pit lane stories. Emily felt her cheeks warm under his praise. Thank you, Daniel. I've had a fantastic time too.
Putting on the voices.
He paused for a moment, seeming to gauge her response before continuing. I was wondering if you'd like to continue our conversation over dinner. There's an Outback Steakhouse nearby. I would love to share the food of my people with you. Emily was momentarily stunned. Was this really happening? Was Daniel Ricciardo, the man she'd admired from afar for so long, inviting her to dinner? I'd love that, Daniel, she replied, her voice steady despite the thrill of excitement coursing through her. I've always wanted to try a Bloomin' Onion.
Well done.
Another short excerpt. Get it away from me. I feel wrong.
A Bloomin' Onion.
What is a Bloomin' Onion?
Okay, so in America, they have these Australian-themed steakhouses called Outback Steakhouse.
I've never been.
And they do a Bloomin' Onion where they, like, cut the onion up and they flour it and they deep fry it. And they're like, it's an Australian delicacy.
Right.
I wish it was. Sounds delicious, but definitely not.
Okay, wow. Is that the... Are we reading more tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, they go on the date.
Oh, wow. Oh, lucky.
And this one, that excerpt might have to be heavily edited.
All right.
I will read it ahead of time.
Thank you very much. all right. Well, looking forward to that. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And every single Wednesday, we like to stay on top of the celebrity world, and we do it with this.
K-Rock, Tim and Jess. OMG.
It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, no, notoriously not my best game, Tim.
You hate it.
I do.
Now, I was
away
for the last month. Did you? Because I was like, I wouldn't be shocked if you didn't play it just so you didn't have to play.
Jack was almost worse than me.
Poor Jack. He was filling in for me. You can't say such
He got one of them. The first week, he didn't understand what the game was. So
I think it's pretty simple. You have 60 seconds today, Jess. We take them in turns every single week to guess one celebrity that's probably making the news.
Yep.
You can only use yes or no questions and have a maximum of three guesses of that celebrity.
Okay. I can do this.
Yeah, you can. I believe you. Difficulty rating,
you
would
believe
say...
believe me or you believe in me?
I don't know. It's the same thing, isn't it? I'm going to give this a difficulty rating out of 5 stars. Three difficulty ratings. So
right. Remember, it has to be a celebrity that most people would know.
Yes. Okay. Mate, I know. I feel like I play within the rules way better. We don't want to talk about the Blue Ivy incident of March 2023. time starts after the first question. Best of luck to you, mate.
Am I male?
Oh, wait, sorry. No, I've got to say who it is.
Oh, right.
Take
yeah.
your headphones off. Okay. This would have been wild.
Today's
celebrity is singer and actor, The Weeknd. All right. Yeah, come back.
Okay.
All right. Start again.
Okay. Am I male?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Am I a musician?
Yeah.
Am I also an actor?
Yeah.
Am I more in movies?
Nah.
TV?
Yeah.
Am I a presenter?
I don't think so. I'll change that to a no.
So I've been on TV.
45 seconds.
I've been on TV.
Yeah.
And I also do music.
Yeah.
And I'm male. Am I over 20?
Yeah.
Am I over 30?
Yeah.
Okay.
30 seconds. Come on. Get some guesses out there.
Okay. Am I Harry Styles? Okay, damn.
He's more in movies.
Am I American?
No.
Am I British?
No.
Am I Australian?
No.
Am I from Canada?
Yep.
Oh, okay, Canadian. Am I Justin Bieber? Okay.
He's the well-known TV actor, Justin Bieber. 10 seconds.
Oh, my God. TV. Paul Rudd. I don't know. Is he Canadian?
He is not Canadian, Jess. And you've burned through all your guesses with a few seconds to spare. Today, Jess, you were The Weeknd.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
I know, because you don't. You don't care. So The Weeknd, why you are The Weeknd? Great question, Jess. He is coming to Australia very soon before the end of the year or at the start of next year, I'm pretty sure, for his
I thought he cancelled his trip.
No, that's literally in the last 2 weeks. They've just sold tickets last Friday because I missed out.
Oh, okay.
And his show that he's in, his TV series, The Idol, which was very heavily criticised, has not been renewed for season 2 on HBO.
Okay, I imagine it wasn't renewed because I've never heard of it.
The Idol has been one of the most popular shows of the year because of how cringeworthy it is. Oh. Lily Rose Depp's in it. It's very hyper-pop. It's been heavily, I'd say it for the third time, heavily criticised.
Sure,
Jess.
Sure.
Well, hey, I come back. Everything stays the same. Jess is garbage at the game. Good try, though, mate. Play next week.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.